all Missourians and people across the country, quite frankly, are aware that we're spending ourselves into oblivion, and we really have no method to repay that. So sometimes we got to look at a little bit of reform and say, let's try to address these concerns on the front end. And what this amendment does is quite frankly, it does that. Right now, current employees in the system that are working for our company, such as mine, when they are unfortunately laid off, business slows down, they can go out and apply for benefits from the state and federal government. Those benefits total, before the extension that was talked about today, 79 weeks. And what happens is, Mr. President, is that Missouri employers, when they hire somebody, they pay 26 weeks of that insurance, and then they also pay a premium to the federal government in the FUTA tax that pays for the federal insurance. So employers are paying for both of these things. The problem has been, as you've heard a lot of discussion over the last couple of weeks, the difference in cost from taking that to 79 to the additional 20 to 99 weeks has caused that pot of money at the federal government from the FUTA level, which is the Federal Unemployment Tax Act, has gone down and, quite frankly, is going broke and is over $1 billion, I think, the state of Missouri's responsibility now. And so in order to make sure we try to manage that up front, what's going to happen is that the federal government's going to come back to employers and assess them additional monies to pay for the deficiency in that FUTA tax pot. What this amendment would do is say to Missouri employers, instead of paying for 26 weeks of unemployment insurance, you will pay for 20 weeks. If somebody is on unemployment, they will then go to the federal unemployment, to the FUTA pot, if you will, on week 21, and they would be able to still go to 73. So they would still have 73 weeks of unemployment in the combination thereof. And it allows Missouri's employers to get relief on 6 weeks of what they're paying right now, because there's an anticipation. Matter of fact, there's been statements from the federal government that they will be coming back and assessing employers for the discrepancy in the FUTA tax pot, if you will, and they also plan to remove the federal tax credit that Missouri employers get for that now. So it helps Missouri employers on the front end, but it will end up paying additional tax on the back end. So it's in anticipation of that burden that's going to be passed on to Missouri employers. I think the fair thing for our consumers and for folks that live in this state is that this would not affect anybody in the system right now. This would only be for new employees that are hired in the private business, such as my own or many other businesses represented here by senators on the floor today, after this bill becomes law. So people would know up front when they went out and got a job what their unemployment benefits would be. It would be no surprise. Everybody would know. It is not anything kind of hidden. And everybody who's in the system today is fully protected under the existing system and are no threat of having any of those benefits taken away.
The senator from Cole has moved to the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator of Cole.
Senator Cole, do you yield?
Yes.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Okay, Senator, interest in amendment. I sympathize with you. You've had to deal with this your entire career as a small business owner, somebody who knows what it costs to be in this system. We're all learning just how expensive it is to run a business. My general sense is that it costs all small business owners about 0.7% of their annual payroll to be in this system. And then when the federal government started expanding and expanding yet again and again and again the unemployment benefits, that they put the state into a hole, the fund into the hole. It's a hole that business owners are in, not the state government. And my general sense is somewhere about $900 to $1 billion and growing every day. So I sympathize with you trying to be a successful small business owner under those difficult circumstances. My understanding is, when I go through the procedural aspects of what you're proposing, is that all of those currently on benefits today are not impacted by this change?
That's correct.
That my understanding, we've got about 13 to 14,000 people that are beyond week 79. We have about 24,000 people in total that will pass through weeks 79 to 99. And then if your amendment were accepted onto this bill and then the bill was ultimately able to go through, that every single one of those 24,000 people in 2011, they would pass through week 79 to 99 will receive their full and complete benefits.
That's correct.
Very good. Now, what this amendment does, it talks about on a go-forward basis, does it not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it really talks about the relationship between the state government and the federal government in terms of how we actually spend, how we actually provide for these benefits. So my understanding is with your amendment is that this is on a go-forward basis. This is for the person, you know, we had initial jobless claims yesterday. It's about 375,000 people in this country every week file for initial jobless claims. We're in an unprecedented moment in our economic history. The average person's job search now is about 48 weeks. It's a scary, scary thought, almost a year. But we're talking about on a go-forward basis. We're talking about the person who gets laid off tomorrow. Friday is the layoff day. And we're talking about not their inability to have a benefit week 21 to week 26, but rather where this loss of these 5 years would come, or 6 years would come, it would come in week 79 to week 73. Is that your understanding?
Just to clarify a little bit, it would be an employee that I hire after this bill is signed.
Okay.
Their benefits would change should some unforeseen thing happen. For instance, if you and the other senators don't buy new cars for your families from me, and our business slows down a little bit.
Right.
That person that I hired after this law became effective,
okay,
his or her benefits would go from a total of what is available to a person today, 79 weeks,
right,
down to a total of 73 weeks.
Okay, so very good. So what this fix does is it's about the future. I mean, right now we do have, like, state of Missouri, we'll have 24,000 people enter week 80. But we've had, you know, initial jobless claims every single week averaging north of 500,000. We're now below 400,000. So it seems like there's some reprieve to people going on to the benefit. When we get to week 20, 21, 22, 23, the benefit stays exactly the same. There's no change in what's being received. People will not feel this change until week 74 after they've been laid off. And you're saying it's to somebody who hasn't been hired yet?
No, it's
somebody who works for you today. If you lay them off next week,
they're under the current plan.
They're under the current plan.
Yes, sir.
So you're talking about on a go-forward basis. You're talking about new hires, and on a go. So somebody you've yet to hire. So you have to hire them. You have to fire them, and they have to get to week 74, 75 before they see a change in their benefits.
Yes, sir.
Well, that seems like a damn good fix to me. And I think that, so what we're doing here is we're saying we are very much aware of the fact that 24,000 Missourians will need weeks 79 to 99 in 2011.
Yes, sir.
We feel their pain. My understanding is we can catch up on their payments. And what we're doing instead of that is we're allowing that to happen. If this amendment is accepted and the bill passes, it says for future hires who find themselves 74 weeks unemployed after having lost their job.
That's correct.
I appreciate the inquiry.
Senator, I appreciate you asking.
We're on the motion of Senator from Cole. See any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 2.